What's up, suitors? Welcome back to another edition of Suits Talk, Season 4, Episode 11 edition. I'm your host, Aaron, and as always, I'm joined by Nick, the Swoop Layman. You know I had to bring it back. What's up, buddy?
Man, we're back.
We're back.
We're back in action.
And
apologies are in order.
With our return comes many apologies.
We dropped the ball big time.
We did. Well, we dropped the ball many times, actually, because, well, I think on the last episode we promised we were going to do some off-season stuff, and then
mid-October, I was tweeting out, hey, we're going to do stuff, send some questions, yeah. And some really loyal fans tweeted me back instantly, and we didn't do the cast.
And then I think it happened again in November, and then it was December, and it was like, oh, Suits will be here in January, we're good. And now here we are, and
and we messed up. We're sorry.
Yeah, well, we apologize greatly, and hopefully next off season we will actually do it. There's no hopefully about it. We're going
to
do it.
We have to at this point. We've pretty much established now that our fans love us more than we love them, and that just can't happen again. So
no, I love our fans.
Yeah, but they don't love us more than we love them, so.
Yes.
That's not okay.
All right, I agree. So, we have a lot to talk about, but actually, since we're still in the intro, we have some things to tell you. First, I have to tell you guys that we are very sick, and we may or may not be coughing a lot in this episode. And we're going to do our best to cut the coughs out. But if we can't, I apologize. So that is your one and only warning. If you're wearing headphones, turn the volume down. I'll do my best to cough away, but it might happen. So you've been warned. So let's move on with the show.
Yeah, I don't think I'll cough, but you have a deadly cough. So it's extremely loud.
Yes, I have been traveling, and it just...
It's been going on for about a month now, so I don't know what we got in that Tampa Bay hotel room, but it was bad.
No, see, what happened was we came back from Tampa, and we got sick, and then I finally started to feel better, and then I went to Vegas for a week.
Which is not the place you go when you're sick.
Well, I mean, I was okay, and then the second I got off the plane, I started feeling sick again, and here I am. Anyways...
Suits.
That's what we're here for. Suits. So, this episode, titled Enough is Enough, a lot happened. So, well, okay.
I disagree.
Okay,
Off the bat, I disagree.
Okay.
But okay.
So, a lot may or may not have happened. So, let's do the usual. What's your grade?
6.5
out of 10.
Yeah. 6.5 out of 10.
Okay, let me give you my grade, and then we'll talk about why. 7. What is it again? I can't even remember. It's been so long.
7.2.
That's what I thought it was. No, I'm going to give that...
Such a cushy rating.
I'm going to give it about a 7.5.
Okay.
I think it was...
So about a point horde.
Yeah. It probably earned a little bit of extra points just because I missed the show so much, and it was just so nice to see it on TV again. But, yeah, so why do you give it a 6?
Well, there's a lot to talk about within the episode, but I mean, it kind of went how I thought it would go, and it seemed like it kind of dragged on towards the middle. I mean, if you take what happens at the beginning and then what happens at the end, it could have been crammed, I think, into like a half an episode maybe. But we don't know what's going to happen these next few episodes. So maybe it's going to set up something really well. So if it sets up something well, then I'll come back and I'll say that I was wrong. But until then, it was okay.
Okay.
I'll say that it didn't wow me. So
that's it just didn't there. Wow you. No. Okay. Well, I will say it wowed me. I think... Well, okay.
Yeah.
Exactly. Rewind a little bit.
Exactly.
One thing about the episode wowed me, but it was good enough to make the episode good. And we saw a lot of feedback about this in particular. I mean, this was pretty much what the episode was about. Mm. But on Twitter during the show, Lewis, Rick Hoffman is killing it. I don't know. I mean, he's just... I guess I feel like this show has something that it's lacked, and you and me talked about this a lot in the first half of the season, because I wanted Daniel Hardman to come back and you didn't, and I told you that I feel like the show lacked a villain. I think we might have just got our villain.
I guess it kind of depends on where we go from here, but yeah. Lewis was far and above the best villain we've seen at Pearson Spector, in my opinion, since the show started. Yeah. I mean, you know, Hardman's ruthless, but he's kind of like the business ruthless. Like, he's only doing it for business, but Lewis is playing for keeps. Like, he wants everybody to know he's the boss, and that's far worse in my book. I'd rather fight against somebody that's evil and greedy than somebody that just is out for blood, and that's what he is.
Oh, yeah.
He's an entirely different person.
Yeah, I can totally agree with that. I just think he played the role so well of just being a villain and being just vindictive. But it makes me wonder, okay, so with the first half of this season, we kind of saw, you know, the theme or the main plot arc was Mike leaving the firm and then coming back. And so it's obvious with this little 6-episode stint we're going to have here, where it seems like the main plot arc is going to be this whole Lewis name partner saga. So it makes me wonder how long it's going to be like this. Like, can he really pull the villain role off for 6 or more episodes? That's kind of what I'm wondering here. I don't know if this is something that will continue. I just think even in this episode, you could see the shadow of defeat in his eyes a couple times. Whenever, like, at the end when Jessica knocked him down a peg, and even a couple times before that, you could just see it. Like, he was on the cusp of being defeated anyways, and I just don't know if he can keep up that role for an extended period of time.
Well, two things. I think, first, he has always been kind of a minor antagonist. I mean, he's not really the enemy of the show, but he's always been there to kind of push Harvey and Mike's buttons.
Yeah.
Secondly, I think it just goes back to his character. I mean, he's not a tough guy, and he's not a villain. He just thinks he is. And it's really obvious, and it's either great acting by Rick Hoffman or we're reading too much into it, but I think it's probably the first, that you can see when he's acting tough, once they leave the room, that he looks kind of like, I can't believe I just did that, because he's on such a power trip, and I don't think it's really who he is. I mean, deep down, we know that he's like a coward and he's weak. So to answer your question, I don't think he'll be like this forever. I think he'll be back to his normal self. But I kind of like this Lewis. It's interesting.
That's something that I was going to ask you to follow up. If he leaves this villain role, do you think that he will stay, or he'll go back to the old Lewis and everything will just be dandy, or what?
I mean, I don't think it'll ever be dandy, but I think that you have to have some kind of normalcy, like return to the firm. Otherwise, this will be just ongoing forever. It could be treated like Mike's Secret, like, oh my God, it's a big deal for 5 episodes, and then it's just like not talked about except for sparingly.
Or he leaves the show.
Yeah, that'll be a big blow for the show in my book.
Yeah?
If he leaves, yeah, because he's, I mean, like, they're all good actors, but he's like an A-plus actor in my book.
A-plus.
Well, A.
A, okay. You took away the plus. Rick's not going to be happy with us.
Okay, well, I mean, like, an A-plus is for, like, literally, like, top of the line, and he's getting there.
Literally.
Okay, sarcastic.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he's good actor is my point, and I think the show benefits with him there. So
I agree with you. Okay, let's shift gears a little bit. I kind of want to talk about the term that I want to use is the ripple effect. So what is going on with all of the other characters? Because nothing really happened in this episode with any storyline except for this Lewis thing. I mean, so we're going to talk about the ripples from what Lewis did. So how that affected every character. So
we've seen this from Suits before, because I remember us talking about the ripple effect in one of the podcasts, and I was saying that it was something happened, and I'm a bad host or co-host/producer,
assistant host, maybe I like that better
for forgetting it. But I was talking about how Mike came home to Rachel and he was like super appreciative of her. Like something happened to cause them each to like reflect on something. And it was kind of the same thing. But yeah, I mean, this thing hit everybody that's major in the firm. I mean, Donna, Rachel, her dad, Robert Zane, was affected by it somehow. Scotty, Harvey. I mean, everyone was affected by it.
Pretty much every character that we know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I guess that would have been easier than saying all the characters' names. Sorry, precious host. Okay. I didn't mean to offend your way of doing
things.
You're
wasting time.
Okay.
What's going on? I mean, but I think you're used to it, because I bet you waste a lot of time doing that hair every
back
morning.
To the ripple effect. Takes 5 minutes for the record. But.
Five minutes? No way. You guys. No, okay. The ripple effect. Who do you want to talk about first?
I guess Donna's the easiest
one. Donna.
Well,
okay.
Yeah.
Not much happened with Donna in this episode. Really all of her on-screen appearances were just in relation to the seeming meltdown she was having about the entire Lewis thing, about their friendship or lack thereof.
The one scene that was really peculiar to me is at the end when they're throwing the party, mm-hmm. and she starts to walk towards Lewis. And then she, like, stops for a second, and then she turns around. It caught me, because I was like, that was weird that they included that.
Well,
I'm not saying that that it means something, but it's just weird they included that.
I think it means something. It's like she was torn with herself whether she wanted to go up there and deal with congratulating him and seeing if maybe that could help fix it, or I don't know. It just seemed weird to me that Lewis was so concerned with the fact that Donna knew about Mike, and why would the fact that they're friends make her want to tell him that? Like, I don't know why would he reach that conclusion.
Yeah, I don't really get the logic there either. I mean, I don't know what he's what he's trying to justify that with. I think he's just trying to find a reason to be upset. I don't see how logically that makes sense to him, that the fact that they're friends and I don't know. It seems dumb to me. It seems like a scene that could have been cut or just done differently. But
okay,
I digress.
You are you have so much to contribute as an assistant.
Well, I'm a critic at heart, so I hate everything first.
I know that's true. Well, just kidding. Let's talk about the last scene that they had together, where
Donna and Lewis,
where they were in the was that Lewis's office or I don't remember. They were in there, and they were just talking about trying to fix their friendship. And Lewis asked Donna if she had ever slept with Harvey. And Donna said yes. It's just crazy. It's madness.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why he asked that. I mean, I know, but I don't know. You know what I mean?
It's because... Well, I guess you don't really know. Yeah, exactly. I get what you're saying. Because it's like, you think that he wants to know because he likes Donna, but then it's like, I don't know. I guess
maybe he was just trying to see if, like, she would ever sleep with him. I don't know.
That whole thing was weird. Very weird.
The Donna-Lewis relationship is really complex.
Peculiar. But you know what?
And peculiar. It's a good word.
You know what this also confirmed for me? I mean, I think this was probably confirmed for everybody else, but I still had a suspicion. The can opener is not sexual.
Yeah.
I guess I just always, I don't know, I thought maybe there was always a chance that the can opener was a sexual thing.
Did you feel like she was lying when she said once?
No. That seems right to me.
Yeah.
I feel like...
Because initially I was like, once, really? And then I was like, well, we only saw that one time in flashbacks.
So. Have they not talked about it before? I feel like it's been discussed before. Sorry, we're supposed to be suits experts, but it's been years, so some of this stuff fades.
Well, I mean, like, we really don't have any merit to our name because we forgot a podcast in the offseason.
Yeah, that's true.
So
don't trust us
anymore.
Yeah, we're just...
No, but we saw that one flashback where she was at his house or something. That was just one time, so we don't know for sure, but... It seems right. So, I was just saying that because my initial thought was like, she's lying.
No, that seems true to me. I feel like, whatever. I don't know.
Anyways, the point.
If it has been confirmed before, tweet us and tell us, because I feel like that happened. And I would like to know that I was right and Nick was wrong.
What about, yeah, because that's all he lives for.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, look, I just want you to know this dude cannot lose an argument, so.
Well, I challenge anyone to go back into any podcast and find a time when I lost one.
Yeah, because you twist, you know what, we'll discuss later.
Whatever.
When there's time for banter. Anyways, how about the most interesting part of the episode involving Lewis, which is...
Is this another ripple?
Rachel.
Because we're still talking about the ripple.
We are. Rachel, okay. And Mike. The ripple effect of their relationship with Lewis.
We're talking about the most interesting part from your perspective, right?
Oh my god, once again. Yes. But for real, he's taking it out on Rachel because he knows that's Mike's weak spot.
Yep.
And Mike got incredibly pissed. Like, I've never seen Mike get that pissed that quickly. I thought he was about to go into Lewis's office and just take him by the shirt and, like, slam him up against the wall. And that didn't happen. So
Yeah, I guess there was a lot of tensions running high, with especially with them. I just had a feeling eventually that Mike was going to sock him or something. But
I think happened. We can both agree that for the first half of the episode, we thought the only solution to this is just to kill Lewis.
Yeah, I was thinking that. It just goes to show how much, like, incorrect English, it goes to show how many dramas I've watched, because I'm just sitting here like, I just think the easiest way to get out of this would be to just kill him.
Oh, yeah, from, like, Breaking Bad, Sopranos, Game of Thrones. It's just like, I was thinking when Mike was in his apartment with Lewis at the beginning, I was like, dude, just stab him, like, 20 times and it's done. No one knows he's there.
As soon as he walks out, just dial Harvey and be like, can we just kill Lewis?
Exactly. You know? But I guess we're evil. Savages. As it were. Anyways. The Mike-Rachel relationship was tested. I thought it was the most interesting.
It was pretty interesting. I think that Lewis went too far when he went into Rachel's office and attacked her verbally with all that stuff, saying about how she'll never be a good lawyer.
And calling out her daddy issues.
I mean,
Lewis just went, like, too far with that.
Way too far.
How about Harvey and Scotty? We saw Harvey with tears.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, I think we might have imagined the tears.
Maybe, but well, I mean, I guess we have to, because I only know Harvey as a cyborg that's not full of emotion.
Yeah, so. He's a robot. But
I guess you can't have tears.
Yeah. This was kind of a minor ripple in the episode, but I guess I kind of expected something like that, because in the previously on Suits, there was some stuff in there about Scotty, and it made me think that there would probably be some Scotty in this episode, which we were right. I think that this will not be the last that we see of her. It's very, I don't know, I feel like Harvey put a lot of strain on that, and she'll probably be back later in the season or next season.
And Suits doesn't get rid of characters. So.
No, she'll come back and take us down for something soon. Because
she'll come back with Daniel Hardman and Forsman and come back and, like, tag team them.
And destroy them.
Yeah, that's how Suits does it.
Well, Harvey just pretty much ripped her heart out and then just came back to tear the veins around it out afterwards, so.
How about Katrina? Because I think we're both kind of confused about this Katrina thing. Not about her in general, but just her involvement with this.
Well, let's start with the scene in the park where Lewis...
Hilarious.
Faux proposes to Katrina. That was a good scene, well written.
Well directed.
Props to the writers. Well directed. Nick's cinematography crap.
Do you know who directed this episode?
No.
It's your main man, Harvey, directed the episode.
Gabriel Mock?
Gabriel Mock directed it.
Wow.
First thing I noticed is that the first scene of the episode was him driving a cool car around town with a camera hooked on the back of it. I'm like, this man directs an episode. The first shot is him circling around town in a cool car.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I do, so.
Of course, that's what you do.
Anyways.
Because.
Great directing by Gabriel. Thought it was good.
Excellent. Good observation, assistant host. I'm very proud of you.
Co-host.
So anyways, That was a really good scene. It was really well written, and as Swoop has pointed out, well directed. So there was that. I mean, as I've expressed many times, I don't think the show has enough characters. So I think Katrina's pretty well fleshed out as a character, or moderately so. So I would like to keep characters like that. So I like to see her stay in the show. So I'm glad that Lewis offered to bring her back. And then they kind of I don't know if you would call it a curveball, but the thing at the end where Rachel brought her resume to her dad and said, "Can you hire her?" That whole scene just kind of it weirded me out, because when she was saying, "Oh, I've got the resume for your next associate," I was thinking, is this Mike? Is it her? Like, what's going on here? It's Katrina. Why? I just don't understand why there is some sort of plot from the good guys, whatever you want to call them, to cut her out. I don't know what. I mean, how did they even know that Lewis brought her back? That's the first part. Second part, why is it that big of a deal? I mean, I guess maybe they don't want him to have allies at the firm, but that's petty.
Maybe we're unintelligent, because I don't know either. That completely just threw me for a loop. Like, I didn't understand the point of it.
Yeah.
My initial thought was just they know that he wants Katrina back probably, so they just want to have her work somewhere else.
Or maybe, see, this is where my lack of memory is not helping. Didn't Rachel have something against Katrina? She thought Mike had a thing for her or something? Maybe that was completely a Rachel thing and not a...
Seems very Rachel.
That rings a bell, but I could be wrong again.
Maybe it's just because they just plan it safe. They're just like, hey, let's just make her go somewhere else.
I don't know. Tweet us and tell us if you...
theories, maybe.
If you have some theories, or if we just completely overlooked something. I don't know what's going on with that. Okay. So, we have one more major ripple to discuss. But before that, there's one more important thing. There was a special preview for 50 Shades of Grey.
No.
In this.
No.
Do you want to talk about
it? I don't want to talk about it.
Man, I can't even keep a straight face.
I don't want to talk about it.
I can't do it. Okay, I was just kidding. But we're keeping that.
Okay, well, yeah, I'm not talking about that. I'm not going to turn this into like some political sideshow.
All right. Okay. But seriously, why did they do that?
I don't know. High class executive businessmen.
Fair enough. Okay. So a lot happened with Jessica in this episode. We saw some, well, what I consider to be new emotions from her. Why don't you talk about Jessica?
I just want to say real quick, she is a god at being a lawyer. Like, if Harvey's what we think a good lawyer is, then I don't know what she is, because she just weasels her way into doing anything she wants.
So you think that Jessica is a better lawyer than Harvey?
I mean, I don't think she does more cases or anything, but I think if it was ever Jessica versus Harvey, I don't think there's a clear-cut winner. Like, I don't think if it was like Jessica versus Lewis, I'm like, oh, well, Jessica would win. I'm like, oh, if it's Jessica versus Mike, I'm like, I don't know who will win, but I feel like Jessica would win. And if it's Harvey versus Jessica, it's like, well, I don't know, man.
I think Harvey would win, but we're getting off topic here.
Yeah, we're getting off topic.
The main thing for me about her in this episode, I agree with you. I think she, like, the whole thing with the...
Planning it since 15 seconds after
he told, like, that was...
Like, she just knew that he would want some big, like, extravagant celebration.
That was all genius. But the thing for her in this episode that stood out to me was the opposite of that. When she showed weakness. When she went in, or when Mike came into his office and Jessica was in there, and she was trying to give him crap, and he just cooked her, like, just roasted her, Bunsen burner blowtorch, like, like, just completely annihilated her. And I don't remember all of the verbiage, but he left her speechless, and it was just, oh, it was, he was telling her that that he wasn't just his own mistake and Harvey's mistake anymore, that he was also her mistake, the fact that he was there. And that stuck with her. It left her speechless, and that stuck with her, because later when she was talking to Harvey, she said the same thing. And so hopefully we can stop getting this crap from Jessica every episode about how Harvey made this big mistake hiring Mike, and Mike is just a liability. I'm tired of hearing that crap from her, so I'm glad that Mike took a dump on her, and that is hopefully over, and she can accept that this is her problem too.
Well, what I took from all of it, like, my biggest thing was, after all that was said between what I mentioned, what you mentioned, was when she was talking to Jeff, she lied to his face again. It's like she didn't learn what lying can do, because it'll come back to bite you eventually. Mm-hmm. I mean, if there's one thing they've all learned, is lying in some way, shape, or form will come back to you and bite you.
Okay, but you realize we're talking about lawyers here.
I understand, but you know that she wants to pursue a romantic relationship with him to lie.
To learn how to lie.
I know, but what I'm saying is...
I'm just making sure you knew that.
Okay, but what I'm saying is she just told Jeff something that isn't true. And what happens if he...
That's wrong, because she told him something that is true.
I'm saying, what if he talks to Lewis and is like, hey man, you know...
He won't do that because
But I'm saying, like, someday the truth's going to come out, and then she's going to tell him, or he's going to find out why Lewis was really hired.
Okay.
And then he's going to be pissed that she lied to him about it.
Then
the secret is something worse than that. It's something worse than embezzling money.
Hopefully.
That was my point.
I understand your point. Hopefully by then, they will take our advice, and they will just kill him, and then we can move on.
Yeah, I really don't like his character.
I don't like his character either. I don't even know why he's still around.
Gives Jessica something to do.
Pearson Spector probably has a dumpster. Just,
just throw him out the window. Throw him
out the window, into the dumpster. We're done with you, Jeff Malone.
Yeah, just leave.
Just quit.
Nothing personal towards the actor, but the character.
Yeah, done. True. Okay, so I think we adequately covered most of the episode. Let's get into my personal favorite part of every podcast, and probably the fan favorite as well. I mean, I've heard so many good things about it.
I'm sure you have.
You guys know what I'm talking about. It's Aaron's Lightning Round. So, in case you are not familiar with Aaron's Lightning Round...
I'm sure they're familiar if it's the fan favorite segment.
Okay, well, in case you're a new listener and you're not familiar with Aaron's Lightning Round, here's the procedure. I'm going to throw some things out at Nick really quick, just phrases or questions or anything from the episode, just in relation to the episode, and Nick's going to reply back to me with the first thing that pops into his head, and we'll go through a couple... Usually I take all the good ones, but if there's some left that Nick can think of, he'll ask me a couple. I'll just tell you guys, I mean, most of his head is taken up by his hair, so he doesn't usually have very much going on up there, so he doesn't usually have a question. But sometimes he does, so.
Stay tuned, because I got some good ones.
You got some good ones? I might not have any good ones after mine.
Yeah, probably not. Go ahead.
Okay, let's go. First question. The scene at night in the elevator where Jessica tells Lewis that what he did is exactly what Harvey would have done. React to how that... Tell me how that scene made you feel.
Well, first, I don't think Harvey would have done that. I think Harvey's low, but I don't think he's that low. And I don't think Lewis is that low either. I'm kind of surprised he stooped that low. I guess it's just that power trip. But... You saw that look of, like, defeat in his eyes when she compared him to Harvey. Because he hates when like, Harvey does that kind of stuff. And then by her saying that, it's like she knew. It's like she's a brain ninja and just knew how to just, like, get in there, katana his brain. Mm-hmm. And because you saw the instant, like, puppy dog face, like, oh, man, really?
Okay. Well, let me just throw in real quick. I know we're in lightning round. We're supposed to be moving quick. I interpreted that more as, for him, a moment of pride, not a moment of, like, defeat. Like, I thought he was like...
Oh, I guess it can be both, though.
See, that's what I thought she was getting at. You know, like, trying to make
him... I guess it could be both.
Trying to make him feel good, you know, feel welcomed, like he was really... Like, he had really earned it.
But does she really want to make him feel welcome?
well, she did say right after that when the elevator was closing, we're partners. And it looked like she meant it.
Because I took that more as like her just trying to appease Lewis and hoping that he caught on, like, she's just being nice to me because I'm being forced, because she's being forced to. Which, there's something I mentioned to you earlier in the show, is that Lewis is named partner now. And he's pissed that Mike is a lawyer and he didn't work for it and all this kind of stuff. And he's slaved away at Pearson Spector Lit to become named partner. And he's mad because he didn't earn it. Well, he became named partner, but he didn't earn that title. It's kind of hypocritical of him because he didn't earn anything to do with named partner. He just blackmailed his way in.
But the difference is he thinks he earned it.
Yeah, which is just his own way of like rationalizing it. But nope. He really didn't do anything to earn it.
But he thinks that all the work that he did there before all this is what earned it.
Well, I would disagree with him if I ever talked to him in person.
It's easy for him to justify all of what you just said to himself. Anyways, I don't think Swoop knows what lightning means. So let's move on to the next question.
Yeah, okay, next one, quick.
Okay, next up, here we go. Harvey's kill myself joke.
Literally hilarious. Suits hasn't made me laugh out loud like that. Aside from the Lewis proposing to Katrina joke very many times the fourth season, but that made me laugh out loud that he was like, well, I'll let him explain it to you while I go kill myself.
Okay. Third one. How come Harvey's hair did not move in the convertible?
Look, I told you, that's like rule number one if you have good hair, man. Don't go in an open air car / vehicle. And it's got to be CGI is my only answer.
CGI hair.
Yeah, well, you know,
I think you could use that.
He directed the episode, so he's probably like, hey, we need to do some touch-ups on my hair. And it's just still while he's driving.
Okay. Here's my last one. This one is about the preview for next week.
Ooh, hot take.
Will Harvey indeed knock Lewis's teeth out? Will there be a blow? Yes or no? And why?
No, but I wish there was. I want to see some violence on this show. Not like rough violence, but just like something a little bit like physical, like a fight or like
jaunty.
No, but like a scuffle or something. Like something like physical. Because there's so much like testosterone between Lewis and, you know, Mike and Harvey and this big pissing contest always. It's just like, you know, I just want someone to just snap one day and just punch someone's teeth in.
Okay.
But I've been watching too much paid cable probably. So
yeah, I think that's it. Okay, that's all the lightning round questions I have. They were not very lightning. Do you have any lightning round questions?
I have some and they are lightning. So
all right, let's go.
Are you ready? Here we go.
Yeah.
Do you think Pearson Spector Lit will stay a thing? And if so, how long?
I think it will stay a thing into season 5. But I think that, as I told you sometime in the last batch of podcasts, I think on the horizon will be Spector Lit. No more Pearson. I know that I predicted it to be the end of season 4, and I guess that could still possibly happen. We don't know how things will shake out, but that's looking like it might have been a wrong prediction. But I still think that somewhere on the horizon is the end of Jessica.
Okay. I was referring more to the Lit part of it. Like,
I think that...
Do you think he'll stay a partner indefinitely?
Yes.
Okay. That's all I wanted to know. Okay. My second and last lightning round question is, do you think Robert Zane will play a big part in the show soon? Like before season 4 ends?
It's hard to say. I would say he'll play a bigger part than he's played in the past. But I don't think, like, he had a decent amount of airtime on this episode. I don't think he'll ever have any more than he did here. I think it's just, we're still kind of fading out of the storyline that we had at the end of episode 10, where they were trying to get Lewis hired at his firm, and so there's still all that stuff still kind of being juggled. It's not like he's really entering the show for anything else, so as all of that stuff starts to fade away, Harvey already gave him his favor, I think. I mean, we probably won't even see him again for a couple episodes, I bet.
Okay, well, that's all I got for the lightning round.
That's all you got.
I guess all we have left to do is predictions, if there are any.
Well,
to be
we
had.
Pretty much kind of predicted everything that we thought is gonna happen. Do you want to just predict solely next week or what?
Let's just do one big prediction. Like, how do you think the season will end? Big prediction currently. And it'll be wrong because Suits always will throw something out of left field, but just for fun.
I don't know. You go first. I'll think about it.
Okay. I predict that something will come back with the contract that was drafted, making Lewis name partner, and one of the partners falls out. Spectre, Litt, Pearson. It's either going to be Litt or Pearson. I don't think Harvey will have that happen to him. Something like that. Something involving one of them falling out or Mike doing something.
Okay.
Or imagine this. Camera pans
you
into
only
the
get one prediction.
Camera pans into the conference room. You see Harvey, Jessica, Mike, Rachel sitting there debating, and it zooms in on Harvey's face, and he looks up from a stack of papers. He looks right in the screen, like away from this, like away from the camera, and he's like, "Okay, it's time to kill him." Cut to black.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
Planning Lewis's assassination.
I'm going to hold that against you when we have the final tally about predictions at the end of season 28.
And then when that happens in season 4, you're going to be like, man, Nick was right. They're going to kill Lewis. No, but for real, so. I think my first prediction was what's going to happen.
You think that's going to happen?
Yeah.
I'm not so sure about it. But I don't know if I really have a prediction. I would say it's definitely, I think that Mike, within the next two or three episodes, will, in some fashion, re-earn the respect of Lewis. I'm not sure how, but I think they'll end up back on good terms. But I'm not sure how the season will end.
I predict a cameo from Spencer from Pretty Little Liars.
Oh, yeah. Brilliant.
I'm just seeing it in my head.
It's already been announced.
Oh, really? Man. I guess I must have leaked the image, so.
Oh, okay. I mean, I don't even know who that is. What are you talking about?
Oh, my God. Don't even lie. You watch the show, too.
No, I don't. Okay, so
zero shame for me. I don't care.
Okay. Well, good job on that. Okay, so that's our I mean, I guess I didn't really give a prediction. Maybe let me just come up with something. Pull it out of a hat. The season will end. Okay, I'm just going to do it. I'm going to go with what I had earlier. The season will end. With the end of Jessica Pearson at the firm. The end of her on the show. That's it. She's gone.
Solid prediction.
That's it.
Solid prediction.
Solid. That was my prediction at the beginning of last season.
It may be the only prediction that's worth having still, because all of our predictions were literally, I don't think there's anything more wrong in the world than those predictions.
Well, your hair, that's for starters.
Anyways. Oh, man.
Oh, the
I bet it feels good to just bash me publicly.
Oh, my gosh. It feels excellent. I love it, and I know the viewers love it.
Oh, my gosh.
The viewers, the listeners. All right, guys. That's all that we've got on Suits for today. And we will be back next week for episode 12. I don't know if we've got anything else to add. Check us out on Twitter. You can find us at Suits Talk. No.
Suits Podcast. At Suits Podcast.
At Suits Podcast. I apologize. It's been a while. At Suits Podcast on Twitter. You can find us there. Tweet us. Tell us what you think about the show. Also, rate us on iTunes.
Yeah, please do rate us on iTunes.
And feel free to leave us reviews. I'm not going to sit here and beg you for 5 stars. I mean, we would like 5 stars. But if you think we're only worth 4 stars, then please leave a comment and tell us why you're wrong.
Wow. I can't believe you just said that. Tell us why you're wrong.
Yeah.
That's
we are 5-star material.
6, if we're being honest.
Okay. 6. Well, not your hair brings us down a star, so we're still 5-star. Okay.
But anyways, yeah, do rate us on iTunes. It puts us when people search Suits, it puts our results higher.
Yeah.
So,
and you know what, guys?
It helps us get.
I know we say this a lot, but it's the honest truth. We, even though we've done this for a while now, we're still relatively new to podcasting, and we know that we're not perfect, and we want to get there. So any feedback that you can give us, like constructive criticism, it really does help. Like, we can only learn so much by listening to ourselves because, you know, we don't know exactly what you guys want. So if there's something specific that we do that you don't like, I know I've listened to some podcasts and people will eat on their podcasts. That drives me insane. So if we do anything like that that you don't like, or if there's something that we do that you think, oh my gosh, that is so good, you should do that more, please let us know so that we can become better as podcasters. So tweet us. You can email us. What's our email?
Suitspodcast@gmail.com
Suitspodcast@gmail.com Email us. Leave us YouTube channel review. Yeah, we have a YouTube channel.
Stitcher.
We have a Stitcher. Just leave us something somewhere about what you think about us. And we appreciate it so much from the bottom of our hearts. Well, my heart. I don't know if Nick has one.
Yes, I have a heart.
You have a heart?
I do.
You know what? I don't know. You didn't cry at Interstellar.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't think you have a heart. Okay, we're getting way off topic here. The only other thing I want to tell you guys before we go is that Nick and myself are launching another podcast. It is not out yet, but it will be.
1 week.
In approximately 1 week, it is tentative.
which for the Suits Talk people knows it may never come.
Yeah, man. You know what? That's very true. We're launching a podcast for the New Orleans Saints, the football team. So we're going to do discussions about them. So keep an eye out for that. We'll probably promote a little bit on the Suits Talk Twitter just because we're shallow like that. So, and you can also, there will probably be a lot of promotion on our personal Twitters as well, which I know we've advertised before. I don't know if we're going to do that anymore. But, and also, we have a Twitter for the new podcast, which the new podcast is called Let's Talk Saints. And that's also the Twitter handle, at Let's Talk Saints. So, we would love it if you would go give us a follow.
Unless you're a Falcons fan.
Unless you're a Falcons. Well, you know what? Even if you're a Falcons fan, I'll accept your follow. I'm just not going to follow you back. As long as you're cool with that, we're good to go. So thanks for listening, guys. Like I said earlier, we'll be back next week. I love talking about Suits, so I will definitely be back. And
I'll be back, too.
Nick will probably be back.
Probably.
I'm thinking about getting a host, an assistant host who has better hair. I don't know if I can do this swoop, but he might be back if I can't find anybody else. So thank you for listening.
That is not even a joke to me. That's really offensive. Like, that really upsets me that you would upset, like,
all right, you know what probably upsets the listeners? The fact that this podcast should have been over 8 minutes ago and you're still talking.
You're the one still talking, but
you were just talking.
You were just talking right there.
All right, whatever, buddy.
Anyway,
so thank you for listening. I'm your host, Aaron. Joined as always
by the swoop. We know who I am. The swoop.
We will see you next week. Goodbye, suitors. Start attacking me or whatever you're gonna do.
I'm gonna attack you.
I don't know. I've been attacking you for the last
11 podcasts.
11 podcasts.
Okay, ready.
12 now.
Yeah, 12.
12 whole podcasts, dude. Young gods.